7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. It is Tuesday, December 21st, 2010, almost the last Tuesday for this year. This is the Jazz Queen. Thank you for joining us, and welcome again to Talking Smooth Jazz. I am in raining Las Vegas. Mike is in. Is it raining in D.C., Mike?
No, it's just cold in D.C. It's just cold. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. That is my co-host, Mike Reynolds, in the Baltimore, D.C. area. And we do have our guest on the line, Mr. Greg Manning, keyboardist Greg Manning. And we were talking about the rain in L.A. and Las Vegas. So let me introduce Greg to you. He is the former keyboardist and music director for Norman Brown. Greg Manning was born in Nigeria and raised in Switzerland. He is a three-time certified platinum producer for Universal Music Switzerland. His debut CD, The Calling, is the convergence of jazz, soul, and funk, combined with musical inspiration from Stevie Wonder and Herbie Hancock. Greg Manning, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, we're happy to have you on. Most definitely happy to have you on. So let me welcome to the chat room Boney fan Carol and Karen. Hello, ladies. Jazzy Chick and guest 5900, if people are coming into the chat room. So welcome, everyone, to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/talking-smooth-jazz, and then click the play chat button underneath the Greg Manning Show. You can also call 646-716-5485 if you would like to speak with Greg. So before we came on, we were talking about the rain between Las Vegas and L.A. Greg says it's been raining for the last 4 days in L.A., and it started raining here in Las Vegas on Saturday, and it has not stopped. So something is going on, and it's crazy, crazy
definitely
weather.
Definitely. Something is going on, yes.
Yeah. Now, our rain is supposed to stop tomorrow, from what the weather people say. So hopefully, you know, you guys will stop as well. Usually because the weather that L.A. gets comes our way. So hopefully the rain will stop for you, and then it will stop for us.
Yeah, same here. Forecast says, you know, by Wednesday it will be over.
Oh, good. All right, well, Mr. Manning, let's start with Switzerland. Now, you were born in Nigeria and raised in Switzerland. So let's start with your career there. How old were you when you started playing piano, or was the piano your first instrument?
Yes, the piano was my first instrument, and that actually started kind of late, if I remember correctly. I think I was about 12 when I really started to be, you know, interested in music. And before that, I wasn't really interested in music. All my classmates, they had their favorite singers, their favorite band, and I wasn't that interested in music. But actually, everything, and it sounds like a cliche, but it's really true. Everything changed when one night I listened to a singer on the radio in Switzerland, and it just blew my mind. I just wanted to know how it's possible that this guy can do this. And I listened to Stevie Wonder. I listened to, I think it was Isn't She Lovely from mm-hmm. his Songs in the Key of Life. That really changed my life.
Okay. All right. And now I know that I mentioned that this that your debut CD, The Calling, is a musical inspiration from Stevie Wonder and Herbie Hancock. Have you met and or worked with either one of them?
No, I have not. I have not. Although one of the musicians on my record, on my CD, is Manyongo Jackson, who is Stevie Wonder's percussion player. So there's a connection there, but I still know to this day I still have not met Stevie, but I have met Herbie many times.
Okay, all right. So now, go ahead, Mike.
Now I'm just going to ask Greg. I know that you're a Berkeley alum. So how was it like being at Berkeley?
Berkeley was really a great experience. Was a humbling experience because. I clearly remember I came over from Switzerland, and before school started, I just went to check out the place the night before. And, you know, at Berkeley, they have like, I don't know, they have like 50 practice rooms. So I was just going down the hallway listening to all these incredible musicians, and I thought, what the heck am I doing here? Because, you know, just the talent, just the level of musicianship was really scary. And I think that was my introduction to Berkeley. But all in all, it was a great experience. I think, you know, Berkeley is like a microcosm of the music industry. And I had great teachers, and most of all, you know, great students. You can call somebody 2 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, you want to go and jam? And we did that many times.
Oh. And so what brought you to the U.S.?
Basically music. And the funny thing is, in Switzerland, everybody kept telling me that my music sounds too American. And, you know, after years of hearing that, I was like, okay, so maybe I should move to America and see what I can do over here.
Oh, okay, really? Your music sounds too American. Okay.
Yes.
All right, well.
I guess, you know, for all my life, I've always listened to what we call American music. I've listened to a lot of jazz, a lot of R&B, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, Donny Hathaway. And I guess that has influenced the way I write music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so now let's talk about this debut CD that took 4 years, was 4 years in the making. Tell us about The Calling.
Oh, I don't even know where to start, you know. I've been a sideman for a long time, and as a sideman, I've been traveling a lot. And just to make a short correction, I've been the musical director for Jonathan Butler, not Norman Brown.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no problem. They're both great artists. But I traveled with Jonathan for about a decade, for about 10 years. And as a sideman, you know, you don't really have time to work on your own project. And you know, basically just between gigs, we'll go back to my studio and work on my material, work on my music. And I think that's why it took so long to finish this project. And I guess it's also a different mindset. I think as an artist, as opposed to a sideman, it's a different mindset that you have mm-hmm. to get into.
Mm-hmm. So after all of that traveling with Jonathan Butler, and you've also worked with other artists as well, tell us about those artists.
I've worked with who did I work with? I've worked with Brian McKnight. I've worked with Mindy Hebert, with Gerald Albright, with Kirk Whalen. These are just, you know, artists top of my head.
Okay. Well, and Mindy Hebert and Kirk Whalen are also on the CD along with Keb Bo. What was it like working with Kev Moe?
Oh, Kev Moe, he's a, I call him sensei. That's a Japanese term for a professor or teacher. He's, you know, he's an amazing guy. He's an amazing guy. He's you know, I think people label him as a blues guy, but he's such a versatile musician. And I've been really lucky to have him on my record. He played guitar on my record. I met him through a mutual friend. I met him through Terry Wallman, who also plays on my record. And Terry co-wrote a song with Kev Moe's wife, Robbie. And they demoed the song. They needed a keyboard player. I got the call to do that. And Kev Moe was in the studio as well. And funny enough, Kev Moe kind of co-produced the demo, and
mm-hmm.
it took me a long time to just just to get his ideas. Kev Moe has very different ideas. He never goes for the obvious, and I think it kind of threw me there for a second. But I think a week or 2 weeks later, he called me to play on his record. So that was really an honor.
Okay. Now, there is a song on the CD dedicated to Wayman Tisdale, and that's going to be the first song that I play. Did you get a chance to meet him?
Yes, I did. I never played with him, but I met him at a rehearsal, I think, at Center Staging out in Burbank. He, as far as I remember, he did a tour called Guitars and Saxes.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Butler was on there, and I just went over there to hang out with the musicians, and I met Wayman there. You know, I mean, just incredible spirit. Just his smile says it all.
yes. And Andre Berry is the lead bass on this song. So
yes,
this
absolutely.
Is... Yeah, very nice, too. So I want to play this song from Greg Manning's debut project, The Calling. This is simply titled Wayman.
Thank you.
I'm talking to keyboardist Greg Manning. His debut project is called The Calling, and that was a song dedicated to Wayman Tisdale and simply called Wayman. Very nice. Andre Berry doing a great job on the bass.
Thank you.
Now, before we went to the song, I was going to ask you about your production work in 99 with guitarist Eric Essex,
yes.
Yes. Before a track called For Real?
Yes. Wow, you remember that one.
Yeah, I'm a Eric Essex fan. I have one of his older CDs and everything. But so how was it like working with Eric on that?
We actually, we both went to Berkeley at the same time. And I think for a second I even played in his band. And after Berkeley, I moved back to Switzerland. And after that, I moved to Atlanta with my wife. And Eric is based in Birmingham, Alabama. And I would do gigs with him in Birmingham. And, you know, one day we just decided to write a tune together. And that's how For Real started. And I think it was a good thing for Eric because he got some exposure with that tune nationally, I believe.
Now, Greg, for this CD, The Calling, what was your concept in your writing process for this CD?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Because most of the time, when you work on a CD, you want to have a thread going it or a thread going through it or just a common theme. And I think in my case, I just wanted to have freedom. I just wanted to write whatever came to mind. You know, it was like as a sideman, I always used to play other people's music. And for my own project, I basically just, I just wanted to have freedom to do whatever I heard, whatever I wanted to compose. So I think in general, things are very different, very diverse. There is there's definitely some smooth jazz in there. There's some soul, a bit of R&B, some jazz. I think it's a very diverse kind of CD. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it is very diverse, and you have some great music on here, along with some, great artists helping you out as well. With Mindy Hebert and Andre Berry, just some great musicians on here. So yeah, I think for your first time out, you kudos.
Yes, definitely. And I wanted to ask you about. When you said you were in Atlanta and everything, did you move to LA because you thought it would be a better opportunity for you to advance your career in California versus on the East Coast?
No, actually, after Berkeley, I moved back to Switzerland and stayed there for about 4 years. And one of my best friends, Brian Preston, he had a music production company based in Atlanta. And basically I thought, okay, I want to move back to the States, and where do I go? So I just chose Atlanta because Brian lived in Atlanta. And at that time, I actually started playing with Jonathan Butler. But he was based in Los Angeles, and I was based in Atlanta. And for the longest time, Jonathan would always tease me, he was saying, why don't you come out to L.A.? You have to come out to L.A. There's just more work out here. And I never believed him until 2002 when I moved to Los Angeles with my family.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, the next song that I want to play is The Calling. And I wanted to know if there is a spiritual inspiration behind this song.
I would say yes, definitely. I think, music, all music is actually spiritual. I think the core of music is very deep. We don't even really understand what it is.
And The Calling is one of these songs that basically they just came to me. Some songs, it just takes me a long time to work it out, to find the right key, find the right melody, find the right texture. And basically this song, The Calling, it just came to me in one piece, already ready.
And this is also a vocal song, so tell us about Tiffany Smith.
Yes, I met Tiffany through another mutual friend, through Earl Buffington, who is also a great, great gospel singer in his own right. And I believe Tiffany is currently doing backing vocals for Chaka Khan.
Okay.
And she great singer, great range, a beautiful, sweet voice. And she just came over to my studio and did the whole thing in basically 30 minutes.
Oh, all right. Now, Greg is also, yes. You're also doing vocals on this as well.
Yes, I'm trying. I don't really see myself as a singer, but, I can do backing vocals. I can do that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is The Calling. That was The Calling from Greg Manning's debut CD, The Calling. If you would like to speak to Greg, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. Chat room, if you have any questions, please post those, and I will ask Greg. And the chat room is asking about the harmonica. So tell us about Patrick Bettison.
Yeah, Patrick, to me, he's such a gifted musician. I'm not sure if he's a better bass player or harmonica player. He's just amazing. I met him years ago on a website called mp3.com. We both had songs for download on there. And I think just one night I was browsing other artists, and he just stood up. His work was just great. And I found out about his email address, and I just contacted him and asked him to play on my record, and he agreed to do that. But I'm just a big fan of his harmonica playing. I think his phrasing is just phenomenal.
Okay.
Now you've also appeared on the Jay Leno Show, Ryan Seacrest, Regis, and Kathy Lee. So how was that experience appearing on national TV over here in the States?
Oh, it was a great experience. I had some experience from Switzerland because I had my own TV band for about 3 years. So the whole process was familiar to me. But it was very exciting to meet Jay and shake his hand. Just the whole thing. And, at that time was a different band. It was a different Tonight band, and I knew some of the musicians. It was just, very exciting to play there.
Wow. Now, speaking of your work in Switzerland, listen, you wrote for a lot of TV shows and, scores over there. Now, are you looking at doing some stuff over here in the States as far as writing for TV and movies?
Yes, I would like to do that more. Actually, I've been a ghostwriter, what they call ghostwriter, for two shows. I worked on Samantha Who, and I worked on Scrubs. And, the main composer is Jan Stevens, and I met him about 3 years ago, and he invited me to provide some additional music for those shows. So I've been doing this over here. But actually, never under my own name, just as a ghostwriter. And I would love to have my own show. Of course, I'd love to do that.
Well, you know what? You can submit. You should. Do you have a concept for a show?
Yes. Actually, funny that you ask, because my brother Ray Upchurch, he just finished a layout. He just finished basically a script for a TV show, and we're working on getting it made.
Okay, cool. Now, not only does Greg produce music, and he was the musical director for the artist, but he produced the most successful musical in Switzerland called Keep Cool. So tell us about this.
Oh, wow, you're taking me way back. That is great. Funny thing, I think it was in 92, I was still at Berkeley, and out of the blue one night in Boston, I get a phone call from a quite famous comedian in Switzerland, Marco Rima. So he was on the phone, and he said, "Man, I really like your music. I've heard some of your music on Swiss TV. Let's write a musical." And in our business, so many things don't happen. People just talk, and then never, ever something happens. But, 1 week later, Marco actually stood at my doorstep in Boston, and he was like, "Okay, I'm here. Let's write a musical." And that's how the whole thing got started. We wrote about, five songs within a week, and then some more, and the whole project started very small in Zug, which is a small city in Switzerland at the performance center, and it just grew and grew. It just bloomed and became a very, very successful show in Switzerland in the mid-90s.
Mm. And now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say, and I also toured, besides writing music for the show, I actually toured with the show for about 3 years. We toured Switzerland and then Germany, which was a great experience.
Okay. I wanted to read off some of your other credits. You are also the musical director for a TV show called Music Star, and you also produced the show's CD collection, of which two went gold and two reached platinum status. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Also the producer for Universal Music, and I'm guessing that's in Switzerland?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then he scored the Swiss National Sports Awards for Bern, Switzerland. So tell us about that one.
Actually, that's an annual show. I think it's like the ESP Awards over here in the States. It's an annual show where, you know, which is the best athletes. It's basically an award show for athletes. And I wrote this theme, I would say, about 6 or 7 years ago. And every other year they ask me to update some of the music. And
okay.
actually, right now I'm updating another one. I also wrote the theme for the Swiss Award. And this week I'm updating that score as well.
Okay. All right, and then I have to ask you about working with American Idol's Tamara Gray. How did that come about?
Oh, that came, I was recommended by Randy Jackson. He just called me and said, you know, there's this girl, she has a great record out, but she needs an MD for the band. And that's how that happened.
Okay. All right. The next song I want to play, and help me with pronunciation here, is it Yeki Yeki?
Perfect. Perfect. you did well. That's it.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, tell me about this song.
It's one of those. But basically, you know, one of those songs. It just came to me. And, you know, the whole process of creating music, the whole process of composing, still after all those years, it's a mystery to me. It really is. But the middle part is kind of a orchestral bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to do something like that because of Pat Metheny, a record he did many years ago called Secret Story. There is
mm-hmm.
a great orchestral arrangement in one of his songs, and I always wanted to do something similar. That's why you have the orchestral thing in the middle. And I think, you know, I think like me, I'm a total mix of many different, you know, cultures, and I think the same with that song. There's some classical in there, there's some, I don't know, there's some pop, some African. It's just a mixture of things.
Okay. And Tiffany Smith is on this as well. This is
yes.
called Yeki Yeki Yo.
Thank you.
right. Yeke, yeke, ya. That is from Greg Manning's debut CD called The Calling. So, Greg, I want to ask you a question about Mike manages an artist. And wanted to get your opinion about the state of the music industry as a whole. And, you know, are you finding it hard for yourself to get gigs, because of the way the industry is now?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, I think the industry is changing. It's ever-shifting. And basically, you just have to adapt. But what I find difficult is that nowadays, everything is kind of governed by corporations. You know, big radio stations, their DJs or even their programming directors, they don't really get to choose what they want to play. It's the unspoken payola thing that nobody talks about, but it never went away. So for an independent artist like me trying to break those barriers, it's very hard. You know, if we had a big budget, then it would probably be easier. But I'm actually not so worried, because I think, you know, at the end of the day, quality or good music will find an audience, and I'm very blessed that I have I have a good team. I have a great manager behind me, Karen Whitney Gatling. She's really looking out for me.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to say, I have to give kudos to Karen as well, and a shout out to her. She is in the chat room, by the way. She's here.
I want to give one out to her too, because she sent me a Christmas card, so I want to say Merry Christmas to her and thank you for the card.
Ditto.
Oh, wow. You know, that is so caring. You know, she's very business-minded, but also very personal. Just a great person.
Okay. All right. Well, what's coming up for you for 2011?
I'm actually, for the first time in my life, I'm going to play in Japan. You know, so many of my musician friends say they play there like twice a year, and I have never done that. And I'm going to go over there with Jody Watley. I'm going to sub for her regular keyboard player. She called me, and we're going over there in February. So I'm starting to practice.
Yes, cool. You know, and I wanted to ask you too before Terry asked you another question about the term soul jazz. Why do you consider your music soul jazz versus contemporary or smooth or something like that? Why soul jazz?
Oh, very good question. This is purely personal, but I think to me the term smooth jazz is just a little dangerous to me, and not because of the artist. I think because of the industry, because of broadcast architecture, smooth jazz has become a formula. So in a way, I wanted to set my own style apart from the formula. I don't believe in making music. You know, you have to have that kind of beat. You have to have that kind of harmonies, the kind of melody, and in a way, that's what smooth jazz has become. And I don't subscribe to that. I don't think it's a good idea. And the soul jazz, you know, I think the essence of music is soul, and just harmonically, I think my music is based in jazz. That's why I like the term, soul jazz so much better than smooth jazz. But that's just my personal preference.
You know, I kind of like that term too, soul jazz. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, I'm sorry, Mike, could you have another question?
Oh, no. I was just saying, I love that term as well. You know, it's totally different, and I love his explanation of that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Can I add something to Atlanta? I just wanted to say something.
Sure.
You know, I think mentorship, mentoring somebody is very important in music.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add that when I first moved to Atlanta, I was really embraced by the musician community there. You know, the Darian and Sonny Emery, Sonny who played with Earth and Fire at the time, they really took me under their wings and introduced me to a lot of musicians. I met a lot of musicians. I met Mo Pleasure, incredible bass player and keyboard player, and you know, dozens of other musicians. And I think, you know, Atlanta has a certain vibe. People just like to help each other. They look out for each other in their community.
Okay. Now, are you still playing as a sideman, or are you now become strictly a solo artist?
No. I still do that. I still play as a sideman. I've done it less. And you know, I've been kind of hiding in the studio, writing scores for documentaries or TV shows. But you know, I start to feel the itch again to go out and just play as a sideman or as an artist. You know, I don't really care at the moment. I just feel like it's time to go out there and just play a little bit more.
Now, Carol has posted in the chat room that you used to play with Boney James.
With Boney, let me think. You know, I don't think so. But she probably knows better than I do. I don't think I've ever played with Boney James.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
but
now,
I,
tell us.
I have to add that I like his music. You know, I think, and he always has a great band behind him. Just some incredible musicians. Oh, absolutely.
All right. So she corrected me. She said it was, I guess, Kev Moe that used to play with Boney James. Okay. All righty. So tell us where your music can be found. Where the calling can be found.
It can be found on Amazon.com. It can be found on iTunes. And can I give out my email address?
Yes, you may.
You know, if people contact me directly, I can send it to them. My email address is info@greg-manning.com. That's info@greg-manning.com.
All right. And are you on Twitter?
I am.
I remember asking you that before.
Yes. But, I, you know, to be honest, I hardly ever check my Twitter account. I should do more.
Okay.
I believe Twitter, the name is Greg Manning Musi. With the South to C, just Greg Manning, M-U-S-I.
That's right. Muse.
Yep.
M-U-S-I. Okay, on Twitter. Just put that in there. All right, so you can follow him on Twitter, Greg Manning, M-U-S-I, on Twitter. All right, well, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it. Just that I love your music. Like I said, I got the CD. I've had the city for a while, and it's a nice city. And let's again thank your manager for all that she does for you. She is great, and I'm serious. I really love that she gave me a Christmas card. That's the first one I got all year. So I'm really,
wow.
I got the order table. So I'm really happy about that. Yeah. It's great to meet great people like
you. That's the first
one
you got all year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's very nice of her, and like I said, I know that you know, both of you guys are very upstanding you know, people, and I love that about you guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I definitely agree.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah, definitely. Well, Mr. Manning, congratulations on this new CD. Much continued success to you. And hope that you will, you know, put out another CD and continue to produce new music.
Oh, I will, definitely. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the program. And I love your song choice. You know, those are actually my favorite songs on the record. So
thank you.
Good. Thank you for playing that particular selection of music.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right. Well, you have a great evening, and hopefully the rain will stop by tomorrow, and you can get out and enjoy some of Los Angeles.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on, and you have a great holiday. Enjoy your holiday as well.
Yes, likewise.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Greg Manning. His debut project is called The Calling, and you can find that on his website, greg-manning.com. All right, we are not back on until next Wednesday, December 29th, with Joel Gaines, and then on Thursday is our Top 10 Picks show. Mike, are you done with your list?
I got my list ready. There's going to be some surprises on this list. There's going to be some surprises. So I'm tallying my selections, the Hot Fire list.
Oh,
so in order to make my list, you had to bring some fire. So Carl knows about that. Carl knows about the fire on the East Coast. So, like I said, this is going to be a hard list to get on, to break on. So, you know, stop emailing me. Stop petitioning for yourself. No, you have to bring some fire to get on my list, okay? But I will take some money, some donations, and you may get on.
Okay, there you go. There you go with the payola stuff. Now, we're not doing any payola. I have my draft list together, but I'm going to have to look at it again and so get it finalized for next week's show. But it's not easy. It is not easy. Man, it's not easy at all.
No, because we've interviewed some great artists. I mean, and me and Terry, we've been back and forth on the phone and, you know, sending each other songs and music and, you know, what's good about this guy city and what's not good about this guy city. And you know, it's so much music. We've interviewed this year 114 artists. That's a lot of artists that we've interviewed.
That is a lot. Yes, yes. And for the last, 2.5 years is been, it's about 300 artists that we've interviewed in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So thank you to the artists for giving us the opportunity to do that. We loved it. We just absolutely love it. I have a ball doing this show. I absolutely love doing this show. And it is a passion of mine. I love smooth jazz. Y'all can call it whatever you want to call it, contemporary jazz, sea jazz, whatever you want to call it. It's smooth jazz to me, and I absolutely love it. And I will keep doing this show as long as there's an internet connection. I will keep doing this show because I absolutely love it. I'm meeting artists that I never, ever thought I would get the chance to interview, you know, outside of a CD signing table. So this has been just a great for me. And Mike, having you on as well as a co-host has been a blast. So I truly enjoy having you as a co-host, and I thank you for agreeing to do that.
Yeah, and I enjoyed being with you, you know, for these past 2 years. And a lot of people think that, you know, we're in the same state, that, you know, we've met 1,000 times. I'm like, me and Terry only have met, 3 times, I think? Yeah, 3, I think. No,
3.
Yeah, 3
yeah.
times. No,
yeah.
actually 2. We just met at the Cab Jazz Fest and at Burks. That was it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, we talk every day, you know, just about, you know, and it's just a joy to do the show and to listen to the great music that comes through and things like that. So, and the fans that we have that we've created, you know, with this show. So, like I told you, Terry, I'm rolling with you until the wheels fall off. So.
You always say that. All right. Well, I am going to close the show with another song from Greg CD. Let me just,
one thing. I'm looking in the chat room, and I see that Lori posted that I can't have 10 Tony Axum songs on my top 10 list. Okay? So I just want to tell Lori that, you know, if I could, I would, but I'm not going to be biased at all. So even though Tony's my man, me and Terry have been over this already. I'm not going to be biased toward any artist, no matter how popular they are. This is going to be strictly about the music. So if you tune in to see if your favorite popular artist is in my top 5 or top 1, this is going to be who has the best music currently.
Music, yes, yes. All right, let me give another big shout-out and thank you to Karen for her assistance in scheduling Greg. Thank you so much, Karen. Thanks again to Greg Manning for being with us. Again, his debut project is called The Calling, and you can find that on his website, greg-manning.com. Thanks to Boney Fan Carol, Jazzy Chick, Lori, Smooth Way Jazz, hey, David. And let me just say thank you to SmoothWayJazz.com and RhythmAndJazz.com for supporting Talking Smooth Jazz. Thank you all for hanging out with us in the chat room. Let's see. Greg is still on the phone. Greg?
Yes, hello.
Okay, I want to tell the show out with the song. Which one should I use?
Oh, good question. Let's see. What about a mellow one? What about Sunday Morning?
Okay. All right. Sunday Morning it is. All right. You've been listening to – thanks again, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to Talking Smooth Jazz with you in about a week. So happy holidays to everyone. Thanks again for joining us from
nice
Greg to- Manning's the- – Merry Christmas. From Greg Manning's The Calling CD, this is Sunday Morning.